He is one of this country's most recognizable figures in this year's Winter Olympics, both because of who he is and what he has done. In 2006, Shawnee Davis became the first black athlete to win a gold medal in an individual event in the Winter Games. But then the grumbling started. The media complained he wouldn't do interviews, didn't practice with his team, and one teammate publicly accused him of being selfish. This year, he's done it again, going home with a gold in the 1,000-meter race and a silver in the 1,500. But the grumbling seems to have evaporated, and now Davis is looking ahead to 2014. But before he does that, he's with us by phone from Vancouver. Welcome and congratulations.
Why, thank you. Thanks for having me.
How does it feel the second time around? Does it feel sweeter? Is it sort of ho-hum? What's it like?
Well, I would say there's definitely been a relief of pressure and stressful situations off my shoulders. Just being able to come here and perform so well and be able to make history and defend my 1,000-meter title from 4 years ago was very tremendous.
Your teammate, Chad Hedrick, says that he thought that the 1,500 was stolen from you. Do you agree?
No, I don't believe that anything belongs to you personally until you go out there and you race. You have to earn it. I mean, that's why you have the competition.
I think a lot of people, including your teammates, talked about the effort you put into that race. And I don't want to take anything away from the 1,000 where you won the gold, but just you just saw the effort on your face in the 1,500. Do you mind talking about what was going through your mind then?
Well, the ice wasn't very optimal for me. My skating style requires more finesse and strength, but there's no real excuse to pinpoint my lack of strength that day. It was just the guy, he had a tremendous race, the guy from the Holland, and he had a lot of help in this race with his pairing because he got like a few big drafts, whereas I was out there by myself skating that whole thing by myself.
You sound good. You sound very zen, almost, I want to say. Do you feel more relaxed? Do you feel like you've just at a sort of a good place in your career and in your life?
Yeah, I mean, this is by far the best Olympics I've ever experienced, and I hope that this momentum continues on and carries throughout the rest of my skating career and my endeavors.
Why is that, though? You know, there was so much sort of grinching around you after the last Olympics and, you know, your attitude and yada, yada, yada. I mean, there was a nice moment this year with your teammate, Chad Hedrick, after you won the gold, where the two of you held up the American flag. I don't know, what do you think's changed this time around that you seem to be having a great time, both athletically but personally?
Well, last time there was a lot of misunderstanding. There was a lot of miscommunication between what I was eligible to do and what I wasn't eligible to do. And things were misconstrued. It's something I actually wouldn't really like to revisit or talk about.
Mm-hmm.
It's over and it's done with, and I've moved forward from then. But I think the biggest difference is that people aren't on the attack to me, and I'm not on the defense trying to, you know, protect myself from people that are trying to scrutinize me.
I do want to ask, and for a lot of reasons, in part, your achievements are certainly appreciated in their own right, but there is the added dimension of your being an African-American and being a trailblazer for your sport. And I do want to ask if you feel that race plays any part in the dynamic around you.
I mean, race is one of those things that you come into the world having. And what my coach always told me, he said when people ask him, he says his race is 1,000 meters, but you know, for me, it's a bit more obvious. My race is, I'm black. And I think it's a tremendous accomplishment what I was able to do. But, I feel like we're so more forward and more advanced in times, and I don't think that it should be that big of a deal, really. I mean, it's not like I'm not allowed to go to the library and be educated or like I'm segregated. I mean, I have all the tools that I need to perform and compete.
So do you want to be in next year's Black History Month calendar or not?
Well, again, like I said, it's a tremendous accomplishment, and I'm not hiding the fact that I'm black. It's just that too many people, it's almost like they're taking away from me being human. I'm human, and I'm black. There's tons of African-Americans that are successful in things that aren't dominated by African-Americans or blacks. I mean, this is a time and age where I feel it's not as important as what it used to be back in the day when people were held back and they weren't allowed to do things like maybe a Jackie Robinson or Jack Johnson. I mean, we're in 2010, so I mean, well, why does it have to be as big deal as it was. I mean, it was in 2006 and 2010. I did it again. So, I mean, what's the big deal?
What does it take to be great at your sport?
I would say that you have to have heart, you have to have a lot of dedication, and then you have to have the passion to be able to go out there and put in the time. And you have to just have fun and enjoy yourself. Every day I step out on the ice, there's a new challenge for me. And I just have fun. I enjoy myself.
A lot of kids will be always watch the Winter Olympics. And a lot of times when you talk to athletes who are competing, they'll say, well, I saw this when I was a kid, and this is what inspired me. So for the kids who have been watching you this Olympics, what would you like them to learn from you?
Well, I just want them to know that if you go out there and you believe in the things that you're doing and you believe in the things that you worked hard for throughout your life and you're very passionate about it, it doesn't matter what people say or how people perceive it or take it. I mean, it's just work hard and, you know, truly believe in yourself and be strong. Be a strong individual. Learn how to be independent. Stay strong and stay focused. And, you know, don't quit until the job's done.
And finally, before we, as you were coming onto the program, you mentioned that you're actually on your way to practice and you're still practicing. I think a lot of people would think, well, gosh, I thought, you know, the job's done and, you know, time to go home and have a nice party. You're still competing. You're headed to races in Europe, right, after this. So I guess what I'm asking is, what's next for you? And what about 2014?
I told myself after 2006 that the silver medal and the 1,500 meters were push me and train me. It's going to give me a great pleasure to be able to have the opportunity again to compete for the highest ranking in that race, which is a gold medal. So 4 years later, I came into the Olympics. I was much stronger, much more focused, much more hungry and driven. But I had a lot of pressure on me. But under all the circumstances, I was able to come away again with a gold and silver medal. I have 4 medals in my career now, 2 golds and 2 silvers. And I think it's not meant for me exactly to be done with the sport of speed skating. So I think that that's why the things happened the way they did in the 1,500 meters. So I think there's something about me that has to go to Russia. And this, I don't know, I'm not going to say right away and disrespect my competitors and say I'm going for gold. I'm just going out there to do the best I can and hope that the best I can is the best that given day. But I'm just thrilled about having the opportunity to be able to compete. I love competing. I love the challenge. I just love the whole atmosphere of it.
You sure you don't want to be on the calendar now? Last chance.
You're not trying to put words in my
mouth. No, I'm just having fun with you.
Times. I am black. I am proud to be black. And nothing else that I would rather be. I'm
okay.
Very proud of it.
All right. Okay. But you know, I'm just teasing you. Come on.
Okay, you're just teasing me. Okay. Fine.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get defensive. I don't want anyone to misunderstand me. I am 100% proud of what I am and what I've accomplished.
Shawnee Davis won gold and silver medals in this year's Winter Olympics, repeating his performance in the 2006 Olympics in Italy. He is the first African-American athlete, the first black athlete to win a Winter Games Olympic gold medal in an individual event. And he joined us by phone from Vancouver. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more on Monday.